a good day. I can say it's good day because this is the Good Day program. It is a good day. Having a wonderful day. The best stories of the day. Most important. Well, I'm not sure we can always claim that the most important. Most important, but they are good. We are good. We are family.
As a family.
That's Roberta, folks. Roberta Fasanelli. Notice I leave off the R-O often. Berta. Jennifer Horn.
It's okay.
Kenny Kessler. Rich McFadden. Here to help you do something. Just do something. Don't do nothing. Your life is, to a large extent, whatever you want to make of it. You hear me say that all the time. And in order for you to make something of it, you got to do something. People that sit around, I can remember as a youngster, excuse me, you know what I'm going to do because of all the things we've been saying? We were talking earlier about how good burping is for you. It's very healthy. Why do we have to, why is it that people are bothered by burps?
So
what's
when I pass
problem?
Gas at the other end, I can do it?
Yeah,
you can do.
Let's just move along, please. This is on the radio right
now.
Bet Don Imus is in burping.
Right.
I bet he is.
I think he's probably
he's got
more
bottles going on. But
anyway, seriously, talking about doing something. You have to do something. Some people, you can't do everything. Some people set up their lives, their days, you want to do this, 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 and this, I'm going to get it all done, and you can't. But that isn't to suggest that you didn't do, there's a, you know, it's somewhere between, I remember a mentor of mine, he used to be a great negotiator, he would say somewhere between this number and that number is a number we can agree on. So in terms of doing something, those who are idle that don't do anything, and those who are overachievers, someplace in the middle, that probably is you. And if you choose your actions and your thoughts well, then I think that may be another way of getting to that success point that you want to be in. But one thing you must remember, you must do it. Nobody can do it for you. Did you teach that to your children, or did your parents teach that to you? If you want to do something, if you want to make it happen, somebody else isn't going to do it. Maybe they'll help you, like in this program, all of my supporting stars here are very helpful in getting it done. But, and I say this hopefully not sounding like a jerk, if it weren't for me, this thing wouldn't happen. But it isn't just me, it's the other people who are here that collectively, somebody asked us today, we've got this thing going at facebook.com/good day, where you can ask us any question you want to, and somebody asked, how did this all happen? How did these people that are on this program get together? How do we make it work? And it's just it's a collective collaborative. Over the years, I've found people that I worked with that either I liked or I didn't like. And so the ones I like the most are the ones who've lasted the longest and therefore are still here. That's, I mean, how else can you figure? If I didn't like you, you wouldn't be here. So,
it
is. And we all kind of like each other, too. There have been relationships formed, bonds formed through this program. Some of the relationships exist still. That is, Jennifer has a great relationship with all of us. Well, we all have a great relationship with each other. And, you know, Kenny and I have been back and forth over the years, and we still get back together again. Richie and I have never parted, but we've wanted to. Roberta and I, just Roberta and I.
It is, yeah, forever and ever
not,
and ever. We're like
right.
We're married almost.
Oh, my God, please. Jennifer is just somebody everybody loves. You cannot not love Jennifer. So, under that circumstance, I have taken responsibility for my actions. Sometimes any or all of you may get ticked off at me, but we still, at the end of the day, love each other because we've accomplished something that's good together. And I say to you, it doesn't happen. Now, Rich has another niche, and there are a lot of things that happen in his role as a boss at the network that wouldn't happen without him because he has a particular way of looking at things and getting things done. Kenny, in his own life, I think the most important thing that's happened in Kenny's life is the fact he found a good woman. And that changed his whole deal because I knew him when he had a bad woman. And he was not the same guy that he is now that he's got a good woman. So, and as far as Roberta is concerned, I just assume say nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
You know what I'm talking
about. What did I do?
Action. Right, Richie? Action. Got to take action.
Nothing will happen sitting on your butt.
No, but you can have dreams. Turn the dream into action. That's what you do. Here's a guy who I'm curious as to how this all gets started. Here's a man who for years has been running backward in Miami Beach. He ran backward from Miami Beach to Fort Lauderdale, and then he turns around and goes back again. You can see him on YouTube. There are a number of YouTube videos about this guy. He did a 5K in reverse. So you'd think, hey, this is kind of cool.
Hard, actually.
Oh, it's very, it's very good hard. For your legs.
I
your
run
calves.
Backwards three yeah. times, four times a week.
Yeah, very good. You run back. What are you talking about? You run backwards every day.
That's one. Yeah, I know.
Five times.
That's one of the things we do at Taekwondo. Is we run, yeah, backwards, run backwards for about 3 minutes.
It's really good for your butt, for your glutes, your all of the things up and down your leg. Anyway, so this guy has been doing this for years and years and years. So on Saturday, the local. Let's see, how can I say? I was going to say something really nasty, and I decided to edit it a bit. The police stopped him. Four police officers responded to a call, and the result was this fellow, Alex Mesa, got a ticket for obstructing traffic. The Miami say it again, Doug. A Miami Beach Police Department said that witnesses were stopping to watch him jog. Therefore, he created a traffic hazard. He told the officers he wouldn't stop running backward. He told the police, a television interviewer, he believes the police singled him out because they learned that he had drug charges against him in the past. Anyway, a local newspaper says he runs backwards three times a week for about 2 hours. His exercise routine is a priority for him. He learned he was HIV positive back in 1993, suffers from various other things, so he needs to exercise to make his body recover. But whether it's true or not, I find it very interesting that the police have so little to do. They can send four cops out to harass this guy and then ultimately arrest him. I find it is the same sort of thing that sends me over the top about the police in general. Is this guy going to stop traffic? Of course he is. People are going to watch. If you're out in the street and you're running backwards, people are going to watch because it's an anomaly. It's not the normal thing. So people are curious about it, especially if you do a 5K backwards. That's a hanging offense? According to the police in Miami Beach, apparently it is. What say you, Roberta?
It's Miami.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
Miami.
All right, Jennifer, but this happened in Los Angeles?
If it did, it would be a traffic nightmare. You know, here's the thing. I don't think he should be arrested, but I also think that it depends on where he was running. If he's running in the center of the street, you know, then, yeah, I have a problem.
Right,
he should be following the rules. If he's running on the sidewalk and people are watching him, well, that's, you know, not
I think he was running between cars, wasn't he, Kenny?
I think he was.
Give it a break. Don't run between cars. What a moron.
He was at New York all the time.
No, there was, on the street. Was he on the street running between cars or for these parked cars?
No, he was running around parked cars.
Yeah. So how is that a trouble that the police have to look into? A problem?
I'm up in the air on that
one. They have nothing else to do.
Oh, my God.
They have a lot to do.
It's Miami.
Drug people, yeah. Right.
They have a lot to do, but if they're, I mean, really, if the guy is, like, distracting people and running in and out of traffic and people think he's going to run in front of their car, maybe that is a distraction.
No. Richie?
There are probably a lot more people swimming backwards from Cuba onto the beaches of Miami.
That's true. They could be looking at those people.
That they probably need to...
I think you all get the point. Stories at DougStephan.com. Here's another story about your body. And it's not the function. Although, actually, there is a discussion, sort of a thread of a discussion, around this fish oil stuff, which sometimes does give you gas. A lot of people take fish oil and supplements like that to deal with carotid arteries and the plaque that builds up around your heart and those sorts of things, because the story is that fish oil is good for you, and it helps to alleviate that problem. Now, dealing with a problem that's created by having too much cholesterol, the plaque in your system, and then wanting to hopefully diminish it somewhat, you got to know what the numbers are. And that's why the folks at Cardiol have made this cholesterol test kit available to you. You can do your testing at home to see what your cholesterol level is, what your triglyceride levels are, just a couple of drops of blood on a card, and you get a complete lipid profile that's as good as your doctor's blood draw. It's accurate, and it is inexpensive, and FDA approved. Here's what you do. You call 888-809-6424, and the third and sixth caller right now will get a free cholesterol home test kit. Not everybody, the third and sixth caller at 888-809-6424, or go on to cardiol.net/Doug to get your free cholesterol home test kit. Now, it would be a good investment for you to just buy the thing at $89.95 so you can monitor what's going on with these important things in your system. And there are other things you can monitor as well. As cholesterol home test kit available to the third and sixth caller free right now at 888-809-6424.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155. 1-800-893-9155.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now?
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me?
What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yep.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Joe Paterno's wife comes clean. Would you like to sit in the back seat of the car while nobody drove the car? Self-driving cars, once again in the news. And if you're looking to get across the border into our country from Mexico, maybe Jennifer's going to have a way for you to do that. I'm not promising anything.
And look stylish while you do.
Yeah, it'd be very nice. Yeah, look good. All right, stand by as more of the Doug Steffen Good Day program comes along.
Life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see
you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm MZ Michael Zwirling, owner of KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and you bet I'll be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to healthybody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Stephens, good day with Doug.
More naked, more often. That's not bad.
Rich McFadden.
Well, they have no control over their hormones.
Jennifer Horn.
3/4 of us do the show in our pajamas.
Roberta Fasanelli.
Don't you know that coffee is proof that God loves us?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Doug Stephens, good day. 25 years of audio radiance for our radio audience.
I don't believe I just said that.
Doug Stephens, good day. Going to the chapel and
mentioning a little bit earlier Ken Kessler's wife. I did not know Lisa until I went to their wedding, which was in an Elvis chapel in Las Vegas. That was one of the more interesting experiences of that year, as I remember, for lots of different reasons, not the least of which it was about 900 degrees outside that day, as I recall. So,
the shade.
Yeah. Oh, man, was it a hot day.
Oh, those June Las Vegas weddings.
All right, so now the celebration has turned to a new Denny's restaurant, which opened up in Las Vegas a week or so ago. Only one in the Denny's chain. They have about 1,700 restaurants around the country. It has a wedding chapel in it and a bar. So those of you who are looking for a hot time and you want to have a good meal at Denny's, I put good in quotation marks.
I've eaten at this Denny's. It's actually right next to the Venetian.
Yes. Now they have a wedding chapel
in it. Walked by there.
Yeah.
All right, so there you go.
Get a Moons Over Miami and a wedding? It's good to go.
Yeah, all right. Moons Over Miami.
Is that where a little scary that you know their menu lineup.
Just the Moons Over Miami.
Really? All right, is this where Hugh Hefner took his latest lady to get married? The Denny's in Las Vegas? He get married in Las Vegas?
I don't know if he got married in Vegas or not. Can he travel anymore? I don't know.
That's not nice.
What? No, I was wondering. I'm serious. You don't see him leave his house very much. I mean, why would you? I'd stay there. I mean, it's a nice place.
Yeah, 86-year-old guy with a 26-year-old wife. Yeah, okay.
I mean, you stay there, you might end up as Mrs. Hugh Hefner.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, so Jennifer.
I'd be Mrs. Hugh Hefner.
Doug.
Yeah, you would. Let's see what's going on in the toy department. I guess maybe that's the best way to introduce this.
You know,
when
I was a kid, I was a Barbie doll fanatic. I loved Barbies. I had them all. I had the house. I had the Corvette. I had Barbie and the Rockers. I had their ice cream shop. I had it all.
I'll give you $25 for everything you still have in your inventory from my daughter.
In my inventory. No, the only things I have left in my inventory are the collector's items one. So I need a little more than $25.
Right.
Thank you. All right, so there's a new Barbie out. This one is from, it's called Mexico Barbie. They're from different countries. So this one is just representing the country of Mexico.
It keeps trying to run across the river.
Well, they have many of them, you know. And this one has run into a few allegations that might reinforce a few negative stereotypes. Mattel says that the doll is, quote, fashionably ready for a fiesta, quote, in a bright pink dress, along with a passport, and, wait for it, her own chihuahua. I guess they even have, like, a little sticker book that comes with this Barbie doll that, like, lets her stamp her passport when she crosses the border. Good for her. Good for her that she got a
passport. And a green card.
It's about time, Barbie. You set a good example for all those girls.
Well, one of the accessories that this Barbie gets is a burrito truck where she can sell burritos on the corner.
Perhaps, or a Coco Frio, which is also very big in Mexico.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Maybe some silver jewelry on the beach. I don't know.
And a donkey.
You want a bowl? Hand-painted? And then you go, no, it's a decal. No, it's hand-painted.
Real silver jewelry.
Yeah. Coming up in a few minutes, Mrs. Paterno comes clean. We'll have that for you, plus other conversational items of interest here on Good Days 28 after the hour.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. On May 15th, CARD, or the Center for Agricultural and Rural Development, released a study from economists at the University of Wisconsin and Iowa State University examining the impact of increased ethanol consumption on decreased wholesale gasoline prices. Their findings indicate that in 2011, ethanol reduced wholesale gasoline prices by $1.09 per gallon nationally, saving the average American household $1,200 last year. Be informed. For study details, go to ethanolrfa.org and key in CARD 2012 in the search bar. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org. That's ethanolrfa.org.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE. Granger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/GE Lighting.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Doug Gooday program, Jennifer and Rich, and Kenny and Roberta, traveling through all kinds of places that are, in some cases, important for us to go with our mind, and sometimes it's not important for us to go there, but it's fun anyway. Not the case with Mrs. Paterno. Sue Paterno has decided to come, Rich. She wants to talk about things as they were when her husband was alive and all the controversy about Sandusky developed. So what do we know that we didn't know before?
Well, she was speaking at a Child Abuse Awareness Month event in Pennsylvania. And when she was there, she said that we did not realize that we were unknowingly helping Jerry groom his victims. We were ignorant about sexual predators like Jerry and did not realize that the former assistant coach was abusing the boys that he met through his children's charity. We were unaware about how these predators behave. And she said that in many cases, we helped him.
Yeah.
And for that, I feel horrible. The last 17 months have been filled with disbelief, horror, the pain of loss, sleepless nights, and praying for the victims, for peace of mind, for those who unwittingly were too naive to recognize the signs of abuse, she said. So, I mean, one thing you kind of say, okay, we didn't know what we were doing, and sure, no problem. But kind of saying, I'm not responsible. But on the other hand, she's at a children's abuse seminar.
Did she get invited? Did she go voluntarily?
No, she was invited.
Yeah.
You know, she said that the group's director, Angela Little, said, hey, listen, we had a lot of grief about inviting her to come speak. But you know what? They're good people, and it's good for them to talk about.
Well, she didn't do anything wrong. Why would they have a problem with her? It wasn't her that was the problem.
Well, you know, I guess what I'm taking away from this is if she's willing to go out and speak in public about it, I guess you have to take it at face value that they really were just naive and kind of dumb.
Well, I would think that the Joe Paterno, I don't know about dumb, looking at his face and his demeanor and knowing that guy, I didn't know Joe Paterno, but I knew people like him, when I was in college and even in high school who were so gung-ho for the team or the teams or the school or whatever that they, I mean, you tease me about my naivete sometimes, and I admit to being naive about some things. I don't know that I'd be naive about this, but you know, giving him the benefit of the doubt here, given what he had given to the school in terms of time, talent, he gave a lot of money back to the school over the course of his life.
He gave most of his money back to the school.
Yeah, I mean, he lived and breathed the school. I don't think he deserves to have in, left in people's minds what has been left in a lot of people's minds about him.
A lot of people still think he turned a blind eye.
Maybe he didn't. We're not going to know.
Didn't come forward.
Never going to know. The bad guy truly was Sandusky,
right,
though. It wasn't if Paterno may have turned a blind eye to it.
And that's what I'm saying, is that by her coming out and speaking at this breakfast event, that kind of makes me think, you know what, maybe they didn't turn as much of a blind eye to it as I thought before.
So what do you say? You think he's more guilty than we thought he was?
Well,
that's what you get out of this?
I certainly thought that he knew that there was something going on and could have done more.
Yeah.
And now that she has come out and is willing to speak about it instead of just sticking her head in the sand, it makes me think that, you know, maybe it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. But I still think that he's culpable in some way, sure.
Well, it would be hard not to when you're working in that club. I mean, it would be like me or you doing something here and me not knowing about it. In the end, I know about anything
right.
that has to do with my program, or I ought to, because it's my name, so I better know what's going on. In this instance, Paterno was the program. In many people's eyes, he was the school. And so that's why you owe, I guess, a little. But I think he paid his dues, and I think he paid the price.
Think about
the health. He was on his way out anyway, and all of this stress created a faster way for him to slide down the chute into the next world.
I think, you know what, I walk away from these things thinking about, like yesterday we were talking Anthony Weiner.
Mm-hmm.
Who is announced that he may try to run for New York mayor. Okay, that guy left office in disgrace, the former New York congressman that texted all the
people
pictures
have short
of himself.
Memories, Richie.
And, yeah, they sure do.
Yeah.
But with this, it makes me think about how your life changes in a moment from one stupid decision.
Yep.
And how everything, I mean, look at the life that they led. Just a great life.
Wonderful.
For years and years and years. Had this great legacy. All gone.
Gonzo.
And think about, what was it, General who that had the
Petraeus.
Affair a few months? Petraeus.
Yeah. He's come out. He'll come out of that fine.
It's unbelievable how your life can change on a dime.
Well, it is. And the part of the problem is that we have such a judgmental society. People love to point fingers at somebody else because that means nobody's going to point a finger at them.
Well, but aren't we the beast that feeds this monster?
Yeah,
aren't
we
the one that says we demand more of this salacious type of information and news and stories, and we want to feed on it and throw the people away, and then where's the next one? Oh, yeah, you were last yesterday's news.
Yesterday's news.
That's fine. You can come back again.
All right, so Jennifer, with that thought in mind, Miranda Kerr.
Yep.
How many people remember her?
I do.
Yeah. Yep.
She is the Victoria's Secret model.
She was the Victoria's Secret model.
All right, so I didn't remember her name. Let's move
into the past tense then, Jen. What's the story?
Well, Us Weekly is reporting that her 3-year contract with Victoria's Secret was not renewed because they decided that she had a difficult reputation and that she wasn't really a big seller.
What does that mean?
I mean, she's gotten into trouble for being a little bit, you know, so nice.
Explain. What does that mean, not so nice?
A little witchy.
Witchy.
Yeah.
So she's difficult to deal with? Is that it? This is not about relationships. This is about dealing with people around her. She's not pleasant. She's a diva, or she expects, like J-Lo, for everybody to wait on them hand and foot. Is that it?
Because that's how her life has been for the last 10 years.
Right. You got used to it.
And plus they said that she's not a very big seller for Victoria's Secret because, you know, they have multiple angels. That's
Isn't
what they
she
call
the
them.
One that was going to go to the high school prom with that kid? She invited her. Is that the same
person? No. That was Mila
Sports
Kunis,
Illustrated.
Wasn't it?
No, it wasn't Mila. Kate Upton, yeah.
Kate Upton, there you go.
Okay. Sorry, excuse me, go ahead.
Now, they also said that the company dumped her because she asked for a massive contract, but Victoria's Secret has since denied those rumors. They said, quote, Miranda Kerr is one of the best models in the history of the business and easily one of the most popular. She's also a consummate professional. Any rumors to the contrary are simply untrue. Well, sir, if that is indeed the case, why are you giving her the axe? Wouldn't you want her back?
Yeah.
She's going to be in the next runway show that Victoria's Secret does, but she'll be out of the catalog and out of the stores.
Really? So you think that's the end of the line for her, or can't she ply that into something else? If she's smart, she changes her ways and goes to work for somebody else.
You know, she's married to Orlando Bloom. And
the actor.
So I think that she will probably do some acting stuff. I don't think it's the last of her at all.
Mm-hmm. Orlando. Who was the woman that starred with Orlando Bloom, was his love interest in, what was her name, the skinny actress?
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates, yeah.
Kate, no.
Beckinsale? No.
No, oh gosh.
No. Yeah. What, her.
Wow, I know exactly who you're talking about. I've forgotten her name.
Another.
Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Another skinny actress. How many of them can you name? They're all Kirsten Dunst from Spider-Man. All these women are just nothing but skin and bones.
Barbara puts 20 pounds on you.
I'm sorry.
Still skin and bones.
Have you seen the Victoria's Secret catalog lately?
Wow.
There's more than skin and bones there, brother.
Thank you, Rich. Have you driven a Ford lately?
3 of them, actually, yes.
The Roger Ebert Film Festival. 15th annual film festival. He died last week. It was scheduled for April 17th. And his wife says it will go on as planned.
Absolutely. Why not?
Yep. Ebert Fest, it was called. Interesting. Ebert Fest. So there are a lot of people. Apparently, Jack Black is big. And this takes place in his hometown of Champaign, Urbana, Illinois.
Hmm.
All right? So, if those of you who think that. I wondered for a while why people made so much about him, and then I started remembering back to why I liked that show.
It was good.
It was a good show.
It's iconic. It is.
Yeah, it was.
You know, your first thought is, okay, he's a movie reviewer. Who cares? Uh-huh. Then your second thought is, how many times did you sit down on a Saturday evening at 7 o'clock and watch that show?
Yeah, exactly.
And he revolutionized the way people critiqued movies, too.
All right, speaking of the Victoria's Secret model, there are a lot of young girls who are entering online beauty pageants, and they are doing it in an anonymous fashion. I don't know where that goes, but I know the ladies on The View talked about it, and I think we might find it interesting to listen to their comments, because I'm betting we'll have some comments of our own, and I'm betting you'll have some comments. So that's up next here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight.
Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155. 1-800-893-9155.
13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with all of us here focused on things that we want to say, things that we want you to hear. Remember, I'm only responsible for what I say, not for what you understand. I may
what a cop out that is.
That is true. I can tell you.
That's true.
I mean, I don't know how people are going to take some of this stuff. Listen to how you rag on me because you don't really hear or listen to what I say.
I listen to every single word.
Yeah, we listen to everything, boss.
Yep.
Everything. Every single syllable.
I'm here to protect you from
threat.
What you say.
And your name is
We're
Meredith.
Protecting you from what you are.
Yeah. All right, let's go. Next item of interest here. From The View yesterday, something that a lot of people are talking about, the trend of young girls, young women, entering these anonymous online beauty pageants. First of all, what are these all about, Jennifer? What are these anonymous beauty pageants?
Don't know, actually. I think the anonymous beauty pageant thing is kind of creepy if you have a kid who's
right.
sending things in online.
That's what I'm talking about.
trying to get judged by who knows. I mean, who knows who's putting these on, you know?
That's
great
the point.
Me.
Yeah, it's just
right.
gross.
Rate, R-A-T-E.
Here are the ladies of view with this.
Now, there is a new online trend where girls as young as 10 are posting their pictures for online beauty pageants that anyone can anonymously vote on. Now, parents are worried that the competition is based on looks. It can be devastating to a young girl's self-image if she's asking for other people to judge them. What do you think?
What they're doing, these teens, it's not the parents. They're posting the pictures, and they're saying, this is a phenomenon that's going on. They're going, rate me, and they give them a number, and if they're
same thing.
And they give them a number, and if they're not the cutest, they put an X on their
face.
X on their face, which I think is so. I don't even know, you know, it opens up such a Pandora's box, the social media, and I don't even have a solution.
To be rejected like that. What's wrong with that?
A lot of people post their friends. You could be posted without even knowing.
Your knowledge.
Well, and also, I mean, Instagram is one thing. It's being used by the president, by Bloomberg. It's a great way to communicate. I think parents need to be ultimately involved. But there's also, what is it called, Snapcam? What is that thing that the kids are using now?
Snapchat.
You could send a picture of somebody dissolved in 5 minutes. So really, if you're going to be looking at anything, look at this, but also see if your kids are on Snapchat.
Listen, I have two little girls, and my biggest fear, or thing I'm constantly battling, is self-image.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I don't want to hear, I'm too thin, I'm too fat.
They look for it from strangers.
This terrifies me.
It's things like this that make me want to go home and throw my computer out the window.
That's right.
When I have a six-year-old daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. Also sounds like pedophile city here, you know?
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah, it's just, but this is why this stuff, you know, everybody's so wrapped up in it, and it is dangerous stuff if left unmonitored by parents.
Yep.
If you're a parent and you just give your kid an iPhone, you are nuts, especially if they're under 10.
If you just hand it over to them
just
and say,
give it
have
to
fun.
Them. Yeah, exactly. It's not about fun.
It's a tool that has to be used properly.
Very dangerous stuff. Very much food for thought. Think about it. Grandparents, too, on the same wavelength. It's 10 before the hour on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it.
TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve.
TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
That's what I'm talking about!
At Shell stations all over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
Prepper Fest AZ Expo is coming April 26th through 28th at the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center and will feature over 80 free self-reliance training classes. Get tips about long-term food storage, discover how to thrive while living off the grid. Experts will share their secrets of safe and simple water purification, innovative herbal remedies, aquaponics, organic food solutions, portable solar power, wilderness survival, and more. For more info, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. And come on out April 26th through 28th to the Scottsdale 101 Shopping Center at Scottsdale Road and the Loop 101 Freeway. This Prepper Expo will be fun for the whole family with a petting zoo and other kid-friendly activities. Discover how permaculture and ham radio will enhance your self-reliance. Learn how to do it yourself, survive a disaster, save money, and save a life. Be sure to mark your calendar Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th, 27th, and 28th. For information and tickets, visit PrepperFestAZ.com. Over 80 free self-reliance training classes. PrepperFestAZ.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Battle of the budget. Is there any room for compromise this time? I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. President Obama unveiling his 2014 budget blueprint and backing it up with these words.
Frankly, the American people deserve better than what we've been seeing, a short-sighted, crisis-driven decision-making, like the reckless across-the-board spending cuts that are already hurting a lot of communities out there.
The president yesterday called this budget a true compromise.
The debate in this town has raged between reducing our deficits at all costs and making the investments necessary to grow our economy. And this budget answers that argument because we can do both.
The president noting this spending plan boosts revenues by eliminating tax loopholes for corporations and the wealthiest Americans. It also includes cuts in Social Security and Medicare, which quite a few Democrats are opposing. Republican reaction to the budget. House Speaker John Boehner didn't waste any time in saying the president's spending plan just doesn't add up.
Unfortunately, the president's budget never comes to balance. Every family has to balance its budget. Washington should as well.
But Speaker Boehner and House Majority Leader Eric Cantor did express some optimism about the budget battle ahead.
I'm hopeful in the coming weeks we'll have an opportunity through the budget process to come to some agreement.
And I share the sentiment that we ought to see if we can set aside the divisiveness and come together to produce some results for the people that sent us here.
And in another effort at reaching out across the aisle, President Obama joined a group of a dozen Republican senators for dinner last night. No word if compromise was on the menu. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
GMC Certified Service, this is Patrick.
I hear you guys are the service experts.
Oh, we know a thing or two.
All right, it's go time. I need what?
New tires.
On my...
Yukon?
On my...
Yukon Hybrid.
With?
18-inch wheels.
And the most wear is on?
Your left front tire, though your right front tire isn't much better.
Not bad. You only got one thing wrong.
What's that?
It's not my Yukon. It's my wife's.
Your name's on the title, right?
Well played, my friend. Well played.
Professional grade service for your professional grade vehicle? GMC certified service experts are speaking your language. Technicians who make the grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. Only at your GMC dealer. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. See dealer for eligible tire brands. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Another good day on Wall Street. The Dow up 129 points yesterday, closing at yet another record high, 14,802. S&P up 19, setting its own record high at 1588. And NASDAQ shot up 59 points, finishing at its highest level since 2000. Oil prices also up yesterday, 44 cents a barrel, finishing at $94.64. Remember that idea to go from six-day mail delivery to five and cut out Saturdays? Well, forget it. The U.S. Postal Service says it has no choice but to continue Saturday mail service for the time being. Congress has stopped any effort to develop a new delivery schedule, so the Postal Service says it will play by the rules, despite the fact it is bleeding red ink to the tune of $16 billion a year. And finally, let's talk golf. Because, well, we have to. Round one today of the first of golf's four majors. It's the Masters at the Augusta National Golf Club in Georgia. And it seems all eyes are focused on Tiger Woods, who is the prohibitive favorite, although he hasn't won a major since 2008, a period of time that includes his personal and professional meltdown. But in his pre-Masters news conference earlier this week, Tiger reminded us all that a pro golfer's career can go on and on.
That's one of the neat things about our career. It's so long. We have an opportunity to play 30 years solidly at a high level.
Tiger will have many people rooting for him over the next several days, and there are others like me who will be rooting against him. Young Rory McIlroy is my personal favorite, but one thing is certain. This is a golf course, a country club, and a major tournament that takes itself way too seriously. Just wait until you see and hear the televised introduction for each of the four rounds, which will sound something like this.
As the azaleas bloom in all their glory along Magnolia Lane, a tradition as tall as the towering Georgia pines, the splendor of spring at Augusta, this is the majesty and magnificence of the Masters.
And believe me, Jim Nance's introduction is even more nauseating than that. Listen, I'm an avid golfer. I love golf, but this is not a religious experience. It is not a supernatural experience. It is a golf tournament. Nothing more. I'm David Weiss.
The Masters.
That's the news that matters.
I'm David Travers, Chief Operations Officer at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud supporter of the March of Dimes. Walking in March for babies is always special, but with your help, we can make this year better than ever as we celebrate 75 years of March of Dimes breakthroughs for babies. Join us in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.